Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. So, as you can see, the topic is back to obedience. And this was, here's obedience from the heart. And so today is about obedience from the heart. And so we're talking out of Romans 6 and 17. It says, but thank God that through you, but though you were slaves in sin, I don't know about y'all, but I was a slave. I was literally a slave in sin. You became obedient with all of your heart to the standard of teaching in which you were instructed and to which you were committed. The question is, are you committed to your to the obedience of God? And it was a hard place because it was times where I thought I was obedient, but I really wasn't. I wasn't really committed to it. I wasn't really committed to what the word was saying. I was only using it when it was convenient for me. And so I wasn't getting the results that I needed. So I had to, you know, literally wasn't paying attention to, was I doing it from my heart or, was I actually committed, you know, to actually doing what I was being taught to do. And so look, sometimes you have to sit back and you have to question yourself and ask yourself, you know, I'm being taught something and am I doing it all the time? If I'm reading the word and the word, you go into Bible study and you go into church and you have, people that are teaching. And so when you get these, you know, teachings and it lines up with the word and it lines up, you feel it in your spirit and you see the word and you know the word and all of a sudden when the rubber hits the road or when situations arise, you know, we don't apply those scriptures and we don't really say them from our heart and be committed to it from our heart to be consistent with it. When it says being committed, that means it's some type of consistency. It's some type of a continuously plan that I'm going to do this until I see something manifest. If God tells me to do something, it doesn't matter how long it's going to take. I'm committed to doing it because this is what the Bible teaches, that, you know, through this, through the process, I'm supposed to learn something. Through this trial, I'm supposed to learn something. I'm supposed to get stronger. I'm supposed to get wiser. I'm supposed to get some understanding. And so when you keep going in the same cycle, you keep going in the same cycle. And that's what I remember coming back and God was like, I'm going to change your heart. I'm going to have you to check your heart. And I really, my heart was hard. So it was something that I understood scripture, but I just wasn't committing to do it. Just being transparent. I wasn't committed to do it. I wasn't being committed to do it. And I wasn't really going to try to do it. So it was just something that I was going, you know, I was just trying to live my life and do my life. And so in the beginning of it says you was a slave to sin. I chose to be a slave of sin. I chose to do it my way. I chose to do it in a way that, you know, it didn't matter. You know, I was a hypocrite. I was, you know, I was backslider, whatever you want to call it. I add that to my habits, add that to, you know, the things that I was doing outside of it. So I wasn't really committed. And so now it's time to find out, are you going to be committed? And where I am now, God is checking me to see if I'm truly committed to doing it his way, committed to follow the teachings and doing it from my heart. You know, it's this, when you start doing things from your heart, it's a different place. I mean, it's a different place. And we're talking about obedience. And when we're dealing with obedience, I'm just going to do this. Obedience and commitment and at your heart. You know, these two things, it's, and you have to look at yourself. How often are you committed to actually following through on something or actually doing it for a long, a period of time? What if God says, this is what I need you to do, because in this, I'm actually teaching you something. He might not tell you, I'm teaching you something, but you gotta assume that everything that this word tells you to do or says for you to do is a teaching lesson in it. And so I had to come to that conclusion that every day I'm learning, because I used to say, man, I got this. I'm good. I'm straight. I don't need to understand this. I got this. I'm good. And I wasn't good. I really wasn't good. I wasn't learning it. And I was going to end up doing it again. And so my wife, she would say, if I would say, well, I'm good, I got this, I'm straight, she was like, oh my God, we're going to actually have to go through this again. And literally, we will have to go through it again. So if you find yourself in the same cycle, that means you really aren't learning what you're supposed to learn. Because if you are, the cycle will be broken, because you'll be committed to breaking the cycle. You'll be committed to being obedience to whatever the word is saying for you to do. I don't know what God is telling you to do and what he's asking you to do, but you know what God is asking you to do. I know what God was asking me to do, and I know what he's asking me to do now. He's asking me to check my heart. He's asking to see if I'm going to be obedient, if I'm going to be committed to the teachings that is being taught to me. That when he wakes me up and gives me a verse and tells me, I need you to check your heart, and I need you to see obedience, and are you committed to actually walking this thing out every single day? Okay, God, I just say yes. I say yes. I don't even know what it me saying yes unlocks, but all I know is if he's asking for me to be obedient, I need obedience to be in my bloodline. I need commitment to be in my bloodline. I don't need inconsistency. I don't need things short-term things operating in my bloodline. I want my children to be committed to the Lord. I want my children to be committed to the gospel. I need my children to be committed to their salvation. I don't need them to be wishy-washy. I don't need the world to influence them and pull them away from what is being taught to them and what is being poured into them. I don't need that. And so I have to check my heart to see if there's anything that is in my heart that is causing me to be decommitted or uncommitted or disobedient or rebellious or stubborn or operating in a sin. And so even like yesterday, I was talking about these little things. I mean, it's like these little things that really aren't sins, but are they pleasing to God? And so I have to look at them. If they're in my heart, I have to look at them. If they're in my character, in my personality, I have to look at these things. And so that's where I am. And so I just wanted to pop on, and I wanted to say, today is one of those days of heart checks. So while you're up, you like, God, search my heart. See if there's any place in me that is causing me to be uncommitted to the teachings that you are teaching me, that you're showing me, because you asking me to do these things, and it has to be a teaching lesson in it, a teaching moment in it. And I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss the moments that you're trying to teach me. I don't want to miss the moments that you're trying to correct me or to fix my heart, because I want to be obedient to your will and your way. I want to be obedient to everything that you're asking me to do, everything that you're teaching me, everything that you're showing me, everything that you're saying to me, everything, Father. I want to be that person. I want to be truly conformed to your image and likeness. And so in that place is a place where disobedience is not that. I mean, let's accept it. A little disobedience is still disobedience. I mean, it really is. But the world will try to have us to find an excuse. You know, check for the excuses. You can use an excuse to get yourself out of something to be committed to. Well, you don't know what happened, or you don't know what the situation is, so why should I be committed to calling him a king or calling her my helpmeet? Why should I do that? You don't know how bad they talk to me, or we'll find excuses. But God is not looking for any excuses. He's looking for people that are going to be committed to his teachings, that are going to be obedient from the heart. I understand. Listen, I'm not saying that I got this right all the time. No, I don't. But I promise you, I wake up every day trying to perfect it. I wake up every day trying to get to do it the best way and put all that I have in it, because I don't want to let God down. That's where I am now. I mean, it's not even about my wife. It's about me trying. I don't want to let God down. If God is asking me to be obedient from the heart, I'm sure he's asking you to be obedient from the heart. I'm sure he's asking my wife to be obedient from the heart. I'm just trying to be obedient from my heart. I'm trying to cut off this slave to sin. I don't want to be a slave to sin. I don't want to operate in sin. I don't want to operate in rebellion. I don't want to operate in stubbornness, because if I'm not committed to God's teaching, then I'm rebelling from it. That's how I look at it. I'm not. There's no gray area for me. I don't think there's a gray area for God. It's either you hot or you cold. There's no lukewarm. He spits that stuff out. So it's either you're going to be obedient or you're going to be disobedient. You're going to be committed or you're going to be uncommitted. It is what it is. It's either you're going to be a slave to sin or you're going to demolish sin. So it's one or the other. And that's just how I have to look at it. Now, I don't know what God is telling you right now. I don't know what God is saying to you right now. But there is no gray area. You cannot live, Gerald. You cannot live it one way one day or half a day and live another way the other part of the day. You got to check your heart. Are you obedient all throughout the day? Are you committed all throughout the day? Because there are scriptures that you declare. There are scriptures that you quote when things get hard, when things get rough. You quote these scriptures and we want God. I'm telling you, I know, and I want God to answer quick. But God looking at me like, but are you committed all 7 days a week? Are you committed 24 hours out of the day? Are you obedient to my will and my way all day, all throughout the day? Or do you find a period in a time where you find yourself doing it your way? Come on. This thing is about checking our heart this morning. And so I pray that today is the day that we do a legit heart check. Because I read this out of Romans 6 and 17, and I'm gonna read it again. It says, But thank God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient with all of your heart to the standard of teaching in which you were instructed and to which you were committed. The standard of teaching. Are we trying to lower the standard of teaching? Are we trying to lower it? Like, oh, okay, this you don't have to do this because this, you don't have to do this because, you know, it says this, and you kind of picking and choosing what you want to listen to and what you want to do and how you want to do it. But let me tell you something. God isn't, that's not the way God is looking at this thing. You have to understand, and you have to talk to God and have a understanding with God on what God is asking you to do. Literally, that's between you and God. I can't tell you that. I can't tell you what God is telling you to do. I can't. All I can say is, what is God saying? What has God asked you to do? What has God asked you to be committed to? What has God asked you to be obedient to? Where's your level of obedience? Where's your level of commitment to the word of God, to the love of God, to the peace of God, to the understanding of God, to the will of God? Where is your level? Is your level at one when you should be at a level of 10? Because, you know, your emotions and your feelings dictate how committed you are. You can throw that out of the window. You got to get, our goal is to, every day is to get our level to a place of 10, of being obedient and being committed to God's teaching. And as you reading the word, and you know, we read the word, we can get on Facebook and we can see declarations and we can see teachings on it and see things that touches our spirit, that touches our soul. And God is speaking through them. And God is like, I want you to understand. I want you to understand this teaching. I want you to understand. He starts enlightening your eyes and giving you understanding in it. And then all of a sudden, it just looks like it just seems too hard. And so now you're not committed to it. That was me. I'm like, I'm not doing all of that. I watch my wife just conform, just, I'm going to do it. You know, did she get it right all the time? Probably not. But when I saw it, it was she was conforming. She was doing it. And every now and then she would, you know, have a outburst, but come back real quick and get it right. I'm like, wow. Okay. Is this, that was a level of obedience. I'm talking about yesterday. I talked about special obedience. That's the place of that special obedience that she was in, that not even no matter if I did, if I caused the situation, she would come back and apologize for something I did, you know, for the even situation. She would apologize for what she did, but she would be apologizing for the situation to be the situation that's in. That was a commitment. That was a commitment to God, to the teaching that God says 70 times 7. Commitment to it. Commitment to it. A commitment that I'm going to forgive. Commitment to it. Being obedient to it. I'm going to do this. I'm doing this regardless of what the other person says. I'm going to do this regardless of how the other person acts. I'm going to do this regardless of what I feel like or what my emotions are going on. I can be mad. I can be whatever. I'm going to get myself in a place. I'm going to get me a song that ministers to my soul. Just like, you know, David had to minister to Saul in music to get his soul right. I'm trying to tell you, man, find something that's going to minister to you, that's going to get you right, that's going to get you back into the place of that I'm not going to be disobedient or not be committed to what God is saying. So what is it that you have to do and God has been saying to you? It might be your facial expressions. It might be your voice. It might be your word. It might be your mannerisms. It might be the way you do whatever. Whatever it may be. Arguments. Whatever it may be. It might be depression, anxiety. Whatever it may be. What did God tell you to do for depression? What did God tell you to do for anxiety? What did God tell you to do for lack? What did God tell you to do for poverty? What did God tell you to do for lust and perversion? What did God tell you to do? Because I'm telling you, I know God tells you to do stuff, because he told me to do it in the middle of all of my dumb stuff. He was telling me to do, Gerald, turn away. Gerald, you know, confess these things over your mind. Here's your wife just sent you some stuff, you know, of declaring who you are in the spirit, not who you are in the natural. Everybody can see who you are in the natural, but you start speaking what you are in the spiritual realm. And then all of a sudden now you will start, your mind will start being renewed and your heart will start being transformed. Because let me tell you something. My heart was at a hard place and a dark place. But when I started repeating those things over and over and over, and I was committed. Oh, my God. I didn't even realize that. I was committed to just doing it. I was committed to just speaking those things. No, I wasn't trying to think of who God. I had a list of who God said I was. I had a scripture that went with it. But let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit gave it to my wife, and my wife wrote it down, and my wife sent it to me. And so when I got it, my wife had authority to preach it and speak it when I was away. But when I got the paper, now I got the authority. But see, I had to be obedient and I had to be committed, and it had to come out of my heart. It had to come out of my heart. And it was a place of teaching. It was teaching me. It was teaching me to be committed. It was teaching me, and I was doing it, and I was doing it, and I was doing it, and I was doing it for so long, I started believing it. I'm talking about in a dark place. When I was walking down the dark, back to the dark, walking back through the tunnel trying to get to the light. I had to keep saying those things. You are a priest, you are a prophet, you are a man of God, you are a father. I'm saying all of these things and I'm hitting scriptures with them. And you're a leader, you're a man of leaders. And I'm just saying these things, I'm saying these things. And then all of a sudden my mind started really and truly believing it, because not only was I saying it, but my mind was being renewed to it and it was getting into my heart and it started seeping into my heart. And no longer was I doubting. No longer was I had a bend or a propensity to go towards the sin that I was in. I was literally walking away from it. And as I was speaking these things were helping me to walk and be safe as I go forward, because I was saying them and then I was reading the scriptures with them, and it gave me some power. It gave me some authority. It gave me some fire. It gave me a big push to push my way through, to press my way through. And so being obedient to just saying those scriptures, just saying those things who God said I was. And so when you're sitting in a situation and it seems so bleak and it seems so crazy, and you need to, you can't, you're not seeing what God is saying. But let me tell you something. Because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not working. Now that's good. Because if he's just trying to see if you committed to it, you committed to it. We'll try to look for time. I'm like, come on, God, how long I got to do this? You know, once I got out of the place of time when I was doing it, because I wanted an instant thing. I wanted an instant result. I needed some instant things happening, and things weren't happening instantly because I was undisciplined. And so God was speaking. He was trying to get me disciplined. He was trying to teach me some obedience. He was trying to teach me some commitment. And so I wasn't committed in any of my ways. I was double-minded, so I wasn't stable in all of my ways, so I couldn't be committed to anything for a long period of time, because if it didn't work, it didn't work. And so I find myself in that place every now and then when God asked me to, and now I understand why he woke me up on it, because it's things that I'm supposed to be doing that I gotta be committed to doing it. You know, I do it for a period of time and it's like, oh my God, it's not even working. And so I'll miss a day or I miss a time, and you know, my wife is like the time clock of God. She's like, hey, you know, we didn't do this. Are we going to be committed to doing it or not? Because if you say God said we're supposed to do it. And so that, you know, that ain't one of my old major sins, but this is a new place that God is trying to take me. He's every level, there's a new thing that God tries to remove away from you, that and for you to see, for you to get a better understanding of who he is and what he is and his perfect will. So when you're searching and you're looking, you look to see the little things. Look, those things that aren't your big huge sin, but some stuff are things that you haven't come out of. And so you have to literally check your heart. Check your heart. Are you committed to God's way? Are you committed to what God is telling you to do? Will you be obedient to actually doing it? And I mean doing it from the heart, not giving God a mouth service and says, you know, I'll do it, because that's what he was telling me. Jerry, you just gave me mouth service. You was committed to coming out. And when I brought you out, now I'm showing you these little things. I need you to have that same drive, that same commitment, that same obedience as it was when you had to come out of perversion, when you had to come out of the drugs, when you had to come out of the death and destruction, when you had to come out of all of those things, you know, the trauma, when you had to come out of all that, the depression, the suicidal, the anxiety, when you had to come out of that, I need you to have that same fire, that same fight, that same commitment, that same obedience, to come out as you came out of that, to come out of this, to deal with this. I need the same commitment. Matter of fact, I needed to be more. I needed to be increased. So get it right. And so that's what he woke me up this morning with. It's Romans 6 and 17. And as you can see the thing, it says, are you obedient from the heart? Being obedience from the heart. It's from the heart. And if you do it from the heart, that means you'll truly be committed to it. You'll be committed to what God is teaching you. And learn. Please learn. Please learn in your suffering. Please learn something that God is trying to teach you in the midst of it. Because God is always using moments to teach. And so use that moment to learn what God is really trying to say to you, because it's very, very important. And I pray that you get it today and you get it tomorrow. And as you commit yourself to the teachings and you commit yourself to God's willing way, that every day you get stronger, every day you get wiser, every day you get an understanding. And the enemy can't use the same tricks and tactics anymore. So that's all I have today, because I know I can go on, but I know God is trying to do something, keep me consistent in doing something. And so this is it's on obedience. So I pray that this message helped you to be committed to doing what God has asked you to do. Because if you're not obedient from the heart, then you won't be committed to anything that God is having you to do. If it's teachings that God is trying to get to you, you won't be committed to them. You'll be wishy-washy because you're disobedient. And so you have to check if you're obedient from your heart. Because if you're obedient from your heart, I wholeheartedly believe that you will be committed to what God wants you to do, or the teachings of God. You will do them. And so today is one of those days that we have to check ourselves. Check your heart. Check to see where your obedience is. Check to see if you're committed to the teachings that God has placed in front of you. All right. So once again, you guys be blessed. Father God, I thank you now in the name of Jesus, Father God, for the spirit of obedience being upon this group, being upon each and every individual that listens, Father God, to this message. I thank you, Father God, that no longer will we be disobedient. No longer, Father God, will we be in a place of not being committed to your will and your way, Father. We say that everything, every cycle is being broken, Father God, all forms of dysfunction, all forms, Father God, of hard hearts now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that we will apply your word, Father God, the teachings that you have given us through your word, Father, to apply them to our lives, Father, that we will walk them out daily, that our minds will be renewed, our hearts will be transformed. Father, we will no longer hear the same, see the same. Father God, speak the same. Father, search our hearts, Father God, search our souls, Father, and find anything that is not like you. Find anything, Father God, that is not committed to your will and to way, committed to your teachings, Father God. We ask to be forgiven, Father, for everything, every time that we was wasn't committed or was in a disobedience. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we say now, Father, to forgive us. And we say that the blood of Jesus, it cleanses us, it washes us white as snow, it removes the spots and the blemishes from us, Father God, that you, because you are a forgiving God, and we forgive ourselves, Father, now, and we stand up, Father God, up right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you, Father, that you are bringing us out of the cycles. You're bringing us out of the curses, Father God. You're bringing us out of the disobedience, Father, and you're unlocking and you're giving us the keys, Father God, that operates in a special obedience, a place that operate in a commitment, Father God, to the teachings, to your word, to your will, to your way, that we unlock the understanding, that we unlock the wisdom that is set before us, Father God, as we learn and as we get taught, Father God, the word of God. We thank you, Father God, for the spirit of uncompromising. Father, we will not compromise your word. We will not compromise the teaching. We will not compromise your will, Father God, the instructions that you have given us, like the instructions that you gave Noah, the instructions that you have gave Abraham, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you that we're walking it out daily. We thank you, Father God, we're walking it out from A to Z, Father. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, continue to orchestrate our steps. Continue to lead and guide us now in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to download the instructions, download revelation, download, Father God, anything that is causing us, Father God, to be unholy, to be unrighteous now. Even those little things, Father God, that we don't even think sins, Father God, let them be magnified. Let them be highlighted, Father God, that we will be helped now in the name of Jesus. Now I break off all forms of depression, anxiety, and worry. All things that are cause us, Father God, to be double-minded, to cause us to be wishy-washy, that are cause us to want to live in a gray area now. In the name of Jesus, I bind all forms of backlash and retaliation. I bind all forms of loneliness, rebellion, stubbornness, witchcraft, sorcery, black magic, white magic, voodoo, hexes, and vexes. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, I decree and declare the blood of Jesus over every individual now. Father God, bring forth your sons and daughters that will truly be obedient to your will and your way. I thank you, Father, that they will be an examples, Father God, and that they will be examples upon this earth. And Father, as they continue to walk the earth, Father, that your presence be felt. Your presence, Father God, saturates the grounds now. In the name of Jesus, Father, let thy presence come. Father, we know that you're omnipresent. Father God, that wherever we are, you are. Father God, as we decrease, you increase. Let it be none of us and all of you. Father, we commit to your will and your way. We commit to your teachings. We commit, Father God, to the obedience from our heart now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We thank you for the scales being removed, Father God, that we will see the hope of our calling. Father God, we will walk in our purpose. We will walk in our destiny now in the name of Jesus. And I counsel the dream killer. I bind all forms of the destiny pirate, destiny thief, and destiny devourer that comes to kill, steal, and destroy our destiny and purpose. I decree and declare that it won't be altered. It won't be changed. It won't be delayed, Father God. What you have for us is for us. And Father God, as we walk in obedience, it is being released to us. Everything is being released to us that is due to us now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're unlocking the things from our ancestors, the things from our grandparents, the things, Father God, from our forefathers that have been locked up, that have been caged because of disobedience, because of being uncommitted to your will and your way, compromising. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, you have called for us, Father, to be uncompromising now. In the name of Jesus, we will not compromise your word. We will not compromise your teachings. We will not compromise your instructions, Father God. We will walk them out, Father. We will do them to the T now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you a yes. Father God, now in the name of Jesus, have your way upon this line. Have your way upon each and every individual now. In the name of Jesus, oh, I thank you and I praise you for your grace and your mercy that follows us now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for the forgiving, Father God, of our sins, forgiving us, Father God, of those things that have caused us, Father God, to be stagnant, that have caused us to slip and fall, that have caused us, Father God, not to walk upright now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Shababasinko, I thank you, Father, that you are a God of restoration, that you are restoring us back to the original place now that you wanted us to be. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, we are committed, hey, to being obedient to it now. In the name of Jesus, we surrender to it now. In the name of Jesus, no longer will we be a slave to sin, but we're severing every tie, every soul tie, everything that is connecting us to sin, that is pulling us back to sin. Father God, we cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Father, we say that it will not attach itself to our bloodline, to our DNA now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we are the generational curse breakers. And Father, we're breaking the curses now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. Oh, I thank you for the strength daily. I thank you for the wisdom daily. I thank you for the understanding daily. Father God, we thank you, Father, that as we open our eyes, you give us our daily bread, which is your word. Father, we thank you for speaking to us this morning. We thank you, Father God, for searching our hearts, Father God, to find any disobedient place in our heart, Father God. Anything that'll cause our heart to be hardened. Anything that'll cause our heart, Father God, to be darkened now. In the name of Jesus, Father, let your light shine on the darkened areas of our life. Father God, on every every area that is causing us, Father God, for you not to be pleased with us, Father. We thank you, Father, that you are pleased, Father God, with our heart this morning. You are pleased, Father God, with our commitment this morning, Father God. We commit back to you, Father God. We commit ourselves to you, Father God, that we come to you now, that we are living sacrifices, Father God, that we sacrifice ourselves to you, Father, for your will and your way, for your perfect will. And we thank you, Father God, for your special obedience that we operate in. We thank you, Father God, that it gets into our heart and that it shows that how committed we are to doing your will and your way, committed to doing it your way and not our way now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I praise you, Father. Ooh, for your glory. We thank you, Father, for your glory being upon this line. Your glory, Father God, being upon each and every individual, Father God, that as they walk out their day, Father God, the people see glory. The people see glory on them, Father. Thank you now in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, for this has truly have been a day that you have made. And we're so thankful that you give us an opportunity to rejoice and be glad, and an opportunity, Father God, to get it right, an opportunity, Father God, to purge, an opportunity, Father God, to confess our sins, confess the things that have caused us to be out of your will and out of your way. And Father, we thank you that you are an awesome God, a gracious God, a forgiving God, a loving God, that you allow us, Father God, to repent and to come back to you. So, Father, we repent. We repent for those things that we have said, things that we have done, things that we have thought about. We repent, Father. And we say, Father, remove them. Remove it as far as the east is from the west. Now that I think like you, I sound like you, I hear the way you hear. My perspective is your perspective. The way that I walk is because of your teachings. I'm committed to your teachings. I'm committed to your will and your way. And Father, I will be obedient. I will be obedient. I will be obedient to the end. Now, thank you, Father, for giving me the strength to walk it out every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Listen, Romans 6 and 17, please read it. Just please read it. Because we're talking about obedience from the heart. And you have to check the heart. All right? Check your heart and see if you commit it. And let's go with it. All right? All right. Y'all be blessed. And listen, have a wonderful day. Well, have a wonderful day. Be a blessing to somebody. Be a blessing to someone. And this is Gerald and Yvette Ministries. I'm Gerald, and I pray that this bless you. I pray that this helped you, because I'm telling you this morning, you know, these things help me too, because God be dealing, he deals with me, and I just love it. So I'm just happy and I'm excited. So y'all be blessed.
Thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music, for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.